Welcome to Sunday.
Wait a second.
What day is it? The date's wrong.
May. Thursday.
What year?
Wait, what?
Hello, you there, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my good fella. What day is today?
Today?
From NBC News in Washington, the longest running show in television history. This is Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
And I bring you the hardest working man in the news business, my friend Chuck Todd. Weren't you in Los Angeles about 10 minutes ago?
I was. Thanks for noticing. And I guess thanks to Red Eyes, I'm back on the East Coast talking to you.
Oof. Yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah. You're Iron Man without the suit. Am I wrong not to be worried about the release of this Mueller thing next week? Because if it's not released, then everybody can go, wow, he's clearly guilty. And then impeachment proceedings start.
Wow, that's the bar you want to set.
Well, I'm just thinking, what are the triggers?
I have to say, you know, it's very interesting, and I say this, my team has some reports. Look, the Justice Department, here are the facts. The Justice Department is preparing to handle the release of the report. But no one has any more information than that. If Mueller really is close to wrapping up, there is a lot of unfinished business that's left out there. So is he going to have some grand finale where there's an indictment of Donald Trump Jr.? There's an indictment or something else on Kushner. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot. There's a handful of unresolved things, the biggest being Donald Trump Jr. He never once even attempted a subpoena of the president to talk to him about 2016. Now, I understand not wanting to talk, feeling as if the courts would say no to an interview with a sitting president on actions he took while in office. But I always have thought that Mueller was going to issue, be very careful with a subpoena, that if you did it, you do it for his actions in 2016 for the candidate. And then I think you avoid the issue of whether a sitting president's actions can be investigated in real time. So, look, I guess I'm skeptical that it comes next week.
The report itself.
We'll see. I mean, it feels like he has too much unfinished business unless he is planning this giant grand finale. It certainly makes me a little more leery about tomorrow and Monday. Fridays and Mondays have been days he does a lot of filing.
Right, so Friday's indictment day.
Fridays and Mondays, right? So one would assume there's one more indictment minimum up his sleeve and one more action. And there, you know, I had a lawyer on yesterday who said, you know, if he was going to subpoena the president, you would do that at the very, very end.
Pat, Brady, and Justin are here. Let's get you both in here. Pat?
Hey, Chuck, you know, when you do that indictment, you got to reserve the grand jury time over there. Is anybody done any investigation to see if he's going to the grand jury tomorrow? Because that's where you get the true bill.
Yeah, right? Does he have a tea time?
Yeah.
True. Well, he does have, they have a regular schedule, right? And our folks have been pretty good about tracking it. And if you recall, he extended the grand jury's been extended, I believe, at least through May.
Right.
It was 6 months when he did the extension, and I think that was sometime in December. So, and apologies for not having that top of mind, but I'm pretty sure, I know it was extended 6 months, so it's either May or June. So he has certainly impaneled, the grand jury is still impaneled. But that's, you know, that we do have people literally watching the grand jury schedule. Yeah. That's for sure.
Chuck, the New York Times put out a piece that really was amazing, a data piece that tracked how many times the president has referenced or intimidated or bullied or whatever you want to call talked about the investigation. It is mind-boggling how many times he has done this over the course of his tenure in the White House and even before that. Does that resonate at all? Do people look at that, or at this point is it just white noise?
Well, I think it's white noise unless there's new information. I've always believed that it's white noise until new information. People do change their minds when new information is introduced. You know, I have to say, when you look at the totality of how often he denies and how much he tries to make this Mueller probe seem to be a hoax and all this, you got to ask yourself, the whole point of the Mueller probe was to try to investigate Russian interference in the American election system.
Right.
He's never once talked about his concern about getting to the bottom of Russian interference
1,000%
into the system. It's among, you know, there's a lot of damning non-reactions he's had. That's pretty high on the list of non-reactions he's had during this entire process.
Yeah, because again, if you're innocent
and concerned about what the Russians did.
If you're innocent, he could have been working with them from the beginning. If you're innocent, you could have helped make this report come out months and months and months ago. But as a president of the United States,
you want to work harder to make it look like you're cooperating. He always went out. He's always gone out of his way not to cooperate. Now, I know that, and I've always been hesitant to say that that's an aha guilty moment because, look, I'm now just covered the guy. I'm spending a lot of time researching him for another project. He's consistent. Whether he fights everything. That is a lesson he took from Roy Cohn. Never let a charge go unanswered, whether you have the truth on your side or not. So there is. That's why I've always been, the guy is irresponsible enough to fight everything, even if it does make him look guilty. Like, he believes in defending himself so much, he'd do that. But I have to tell you, when you look at the totality of it, where's his curiosity and concern about Russian interference? So,
it's eye-opening.
That's the bottom line question. Yeah.
So here's the conspiracy theory of the day at 6:45 in Chicago. Barr gets confirmed to set up the release next week while Trump is in Vietnam talking about North Korea. What's your response to that conspiracy?
I actually don't think Barr would do that. I actually think Barr is going to be very mindful of all the optics and all of those things. I'm not going to prejudge Barr here. I think Barr has a reputation he cares about. And I think Barr is also savvy enough to know he's the most unfireable person in Trump's orbit right now. That's not to say he couldn't be fired, but you know what I mean? Right now he actually is. He couldn't dump on his new AG this quick. So the question is whether Barr's going to use some of that political capital. Others, Mike Pompeo had similar capital and he never uses it, right? Does Barr use it? I actually think the more interesting timing is the Cohen testimony decision. I don't think it was an accident that Cohen agreed to testify while Trump was out of the country. Because you know what that means? Trump won't watch it.
Right.
I mean, he'll watch what he can, but he won't be able to watch much of it. First of all, he'll be testifying in the middle of the Asian night.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. That's a great point.
That, and I actually think if you're Michael Cohen and you really were concerned about your family, well, knowing that the president was going to watch less in real time, less opportunity, it does at least mitigate the amount of time the president's watching your testimony, because that's when he goes on these rage tweets. And, by the way, you haven't brought it up. I'm going to bring it up because it kills me that we're sort of used to this by now. But the white nationalists in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
Talked about top of show.
Again, the president's not responsible, but the president needs to take some responsibility.
Address it immediately.
Yes, he needs to take some responsibility. I'm not saying he's responsible, but this is now. And by the way, we now have a pattern. The Pittsburgh guy was in his late 40s, white man, looking for pure, The pipe bomber was a guy in his late 40s, same thing. He was trying to pretend he was something else. Turned out he was just angry white guy. Now this, all fueled in some way by Trump. By the way, steroids were involved in two of them now. There's a weird subculture of these dangerous folks that we're not addressing yet because the president won't take responsibility.
Well, we had news come out yesterday talking about
responsible, but you got to take responsibility.
Right, news came out yesterday about more hate groups in this country than in any time in modern history, and it's all tied back to this. And as the president of the United States, you stand up and you say, I don't associate with any of you, I don't endorse any of you, and it will stop, and the best people in law enforcement will find you as this continues by any of you.
I know he's chomping at the bit to get into the Jesse Smollett story.
Yeah.
But if he gets into that, you better take some responsibility on the Coast Guard white nationalists.
Last word, Justin.
Andrew McCabe's on the book tour, the former acting FBI director. A lot of, including Trump and right-wing media, is talking about a coup, talking about Rod Rosenstein and wearing a wire. Is there any... obviously, these are words that are thrown around, and it's obviously to divide us. But is there any thought about You know, if that is true, that this could be a coup that is coming in from the intelligence community?
I would look at it this way. Is it a coup, or was there even greater concern? The point is, I actually think this is why we have Congress. There needs to be some hearings. I want to see both of those guys, under oath, asked about this incident. We got to know, because there are, whether the fact is 30 to 40% of the country is going to think that was a coup. So explain right. what the hell you were talking about. Explain right. what happened. Why were you talking this way? I look, this goes to how I feel about the Mueller report, too. Anything we keep under wraps, anything that stays ambiguous, that is fact, that everybody agrees happened, but it's ambiguous as to the explanation for it, is only going to exploit our divisions worse, is only going to make this worse. I mean, all everybody has to step up and be more transparent and say, we've got to get to the bottom of these lingering allegations, because the exploitation of them in order to create, frankly, more divides and perhaps help people get away with crimes is just wrong. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, Lindsey Graham, I hope, follows his word and says he wants to bring him before Capitol Hill. I happen to think it's not going to be a great hearing for President Trump if that happens. But I think we all need to rip this Band-Aid off, because I think it's too dangerous of an allegation to just sort of linger out there.
Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, MTP Daily, flying all over the country, finding stuff to talk about because you need to hear what's happening in the world. And by the way, Chuck, you're a sports guy. If you're wearing Nikes this morning, check to see if they're the exploding Nikes. They seem to be very hot with the college kids.
I will tell you this. I got my Adidas University of Miami special apparel. Since Nike decided to drop Miami, I'm an Adidas household now, brother. I got my green and orange. I actually got my green and orange running shoes on right now. So
way to draw the line. Way to draw the line.
Yeah, I don't need no thinking Nikes. That's the way I can be bought.
Checked out. Meet the Press Sunday. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go.